You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
First, the question is, what are the better chances of crying, you or Lauren?
I don't know. I think we both have a pretty good chance of shedding some tears. I don't think it would count on Coach.
What does it mean to you to, after all this time? All the emotions and this season coming to an end, the regular season?
Right. It's hard to think about. I haven't really tried to let myself think about senior night too much because I know it'll be a really emotional time. So I just want to make sure that we play well on Saturday leading into the game.
On Saturday, you can win the Big East regular season championship, which you said all along, goal number one.
Mm-hmm.
So is this more special than the other three, considering everything? Are they all the same to you?
Well, this one's been, I think, tougher this year, just in general. Just dealing with, just being a new team and people having to step up with certain leadership roles. It's been a struggle. Practices have been tough, and we haven't been as consistent as we would have liked to have been at times. But this year is definitely each win, each step forward we take is very gratifying.
Now, are you going to be able to savor the Big East tournament for the final time in Hartford and show all the youngsters what it's like to hang with being with the other student athletes and everybody that you've gotten to know over the years?
Playing in the Excel Center is always fun, and the fact that it's here in Connecticut, on our home court, it makes it even more special. So I'm definitely looking forward to playing there one more time and knowing that we still have a few more games left here in Connecticut.
Now, have you given yourself any opportunity to think about the future and to think about the WNBA or the summer yet, or do you not even give yourself that luxury?
Not really. I'm in a fortunate situation where, I know that's a league that I have a chance to go play in. I don't have to, stress too much about what kind of job I'm going to have. After I graduate, if everything keeps going the way it is, and so I just kind of rest in that and make sure I don't miss anything while I'm here.
One last thing is, you look up there and you see those numbers, and you think about yours being up there. What does it mean to join that kind of company, as Tina and Renee, and going all the way back to the early pioneers of UConn women's basketball?
It's something that I don't think I can wrap my mind around right now, but I know it's a special wall. I look at it often, and I appreciate the history of this place and just all the people who have built in to the program. And I feel honored that I'll be able to. It's not necessarily about my jersey going up there, but knowing I had a piece in this great place, and just looking at the wall just will help me remember all the good memories and the fact that I got to play with a couple of them. So that's pretty cool.
That's a point.